How many times a day do you do it? 5 times? 10? A physician in India thinks you probably need to do it more. Laugh, that is. In Bombay, there are clubs to help you work more laughs into your day. NPR's Eric Weiner joined one of them for a morning workout.
Bombay's laughing clubs convene promptly at 6:30 a.m., normally not a very funny time of day. But the few dozen people gathered here in this park in suburban Bombay are wide awake and awfully cheerful.
Good morning.
They form a loose semicircle and then run through a kind of warm-up laugh. Properly warmed up, the group moves on to more advanced laughter techniques. For instance, hearty laughter.
Ready? Start!
Then there is bird laughter. And this very subtle technique, listen carefully, called Calcutta laughter.
The basic philosophy in Laughter Club is that try to build up your playfulness.
Madan Kataria is a Bombay physician and founder of the Laughing Clubs. Trim and clean-shaven, he's wearing blue jeans and a t-shirt that says, "Think globally, laugh locally." Kataria says all of these laughter techniques are designed to get people to loosen up, to relax their adult inhibitions.
If you're less inhibited, if you're less shy, it's become much more easier to laugh.
Have you encountered people who simply cannot laugh?
Yes. Doesn't matter. People who cannot laugh, this club is for them. We tell them, try to fake it initially. Our slogan is fake it until you make it.
Kataria points to studies that have found that while the average child laughs more than 100 times a day, adults laugh only 6 to 8 times. Even less often, presumably, if the adult in question currently owns a large portfolio of tech stocks. The point, says Kataria, is to laugh for laughter's sake. Our bodies make no distinction between laughter inspired by a joke and laughter inspired by, well, by nothing. Either way, says Kataria, the old cliche is true. Laughter is the best medicine. He says it boosts your immune system, lowers your blood pressure, and exercises muscles that have atrophied through lack of use. A good way to do this, he says, is by performing what he calls lion laughter.
We stick our tongue out like, This is a very good exercise for your facial muscles, for your throat muscles and thyroid gland. And this is from yoga.
Many of the Laughing Club exercises are based on yoga techniques that are thousands of years old. Others are based on techniques only a few days old, such as motorboat laughter, where you pantomime starting an outboard engine.
Ready? Start.
All of this wackiness started on March 13, 1995. Dr. Kataria was up late that night reading a sheaf of medical reports that showed a link between laughter and good health. So the next morning, he decided to do something about it.
I woke up early in the morning at 4 o'clock, and suddenly an idea flashed my mind. If laughter is so good, why not start a laughter club? So I went to a public park at 7 o'clock, same day. I spoke to my friends around, I want to start a laughter club. And they told me, Doc, are you all right? What's wrong with you? You want to start a laughter club?
Eventually, Kataria found a handful of volunteers, and so it began. One laughter club became 2, became 4, became 85 today in Bombay alone. Anyone can join, regardless of religion or caste. There is no membership fee, although Kataria does make money by giving laughter seminars to corporations, even to hardened criminals serving time in Bombay's main prison. Rani Binde, a retiree, says the daily laughter workouts have changed her life.
And for me, I have found that I was a very serious person. But having joined this laughing club and started this, now I smile more than I frown throughout the day.
Bombay's laughing clubs, though, are not for everyone. One woman was so annoyed by the early morning cackling outside her apartment, she decided to sue the club for disturbing the peace. Others simply don't see the point of organized laughter. They find it contrived. But clearly, Dr. Kataria has touched many people, not only here in Bombay, but around the world. There are now 1,200 international laughter clubs, including several in the United States. Americans, says Kataria, can laugh as well as anyone, but unlike Indians, they question the health benefits.
Here people are more believers. When I talk about as a doctor, as a scientist or as a yoga expert, and tell people this is good for you, they will not ask me hows and whys. But when I was in America, people say, give me the proof if laughter is good for us. Give me the scientific details. I said, I don't know.
I think of myself as a very serious journalist, and I was trying very hard not to laugh. But it's almost impossible, isn't it?
Yes, it's so infectious.
The laughing clubs have proved so infectious, in fact, that Madan Kataria has put aside his medical practice so he can devote himself full-time to being what he calls a student of laughter.
We are the happiest person in this world.
Yeah!
We are the healthiest person in this
yeah!
world. Because we are the member of the laughter club.
Yeah!
Tally!
Eric Weiner, NPR News, Bombay.